What's up, my listeners? It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's another episode of Self-Care with Lee. Don't forget to like, comment, and download this podcast and support the YouTube channel Self-Care with Lee. I'm so excited about this episode. I'm ready to get into it. And welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self-Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self-Care with Lee.
Today is the day that we acknowledge our accomplishments. We give ourselves a pat on the back because we understand the strength that it takes to be us, the strength that it takes to stay driven and ambitious and achieving all of our goals while completing all of our tasks by the end of the week. We know we are walking in the right direction towards reaching our highest potential. We are almost there to success and we can feel it. So today we congratulate ourselves and be grateful for the fruits of our labor thus far. You deserve to be applauded. And today I'm taking time out to recognize all of your accomplishments. You have done it and you are able to continue to succeed. It doesn't end here. Your journey still continues. Remember why you are here. Remember your purpose. And remember, you have conquered. You got this. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. Hey, my listeners, welcome back to Self-Care with Lee. I'm so glad that you have taken time out of your day and out of your schedule to sit here and kick it with me. And let's talk for a minute about some self-care and really embrace this moment that we have together during this podcast. This is a journey, and it always has been, finding time out of my busy schedule to do the podcast, to create content, to work a full-time job. It is all a balancing act. Something that I prayed for long ago was finding balance and to truly be happy with where I am in life. And sometimes it's really easy to forget what you prayed for. I may be alone in this, but I feel like this could resonate with a lot of my listeners, especially when you are striving to be the best that you can be in your day-to-day. For me, I try to do it all. I'll try to take on 3 jobs, full-time, part-time, maybe 2 part-time jobs, do content, push out a podcast, make sure I'm reading my Bible, make sure I'm working out. I will really devote all of my energy to making sure that I'm accomplishing all of these goals. And when I realized that there were 12 pillars of self-care, I felt as if I needed to apply effort in all 12 pillars every single day. Then I looked at myself in the mirror and I looked like I was tired. I think with it all, I remembered to give myself grace when I can't accomplish all of the tasks that I set out to do. Give myself grace as I'm trying to build routines and discipline myself in certain areas of my life that need control. I need self-control. And when I realized that it takes time to grow in those areas of life, it gave me a little bit more of a relief that I am not supposed to know everything. I am not supposed to accomplish it all in one day. I am just supposed to write my vision down and apply effort towards it ever so often. I don't want to keep beating myself up because I can't get something done or something is not excelling as much as I want it to or I envisioned it to. I have to give everything time and everything grace. It's only one of me and a multitude of tasks. I wanted to name this episode, Are You Ready for what you prayed for? I think about this question often when I reflect on my vision and when I look at my vision board and when I look at the times where I was praying for new things and I was praying for more. I've realized that sometimes it requires a lot of courage and a lot of confidence because you're not going to always get what you asked for the way you envisioned it. Everything happens for a reason, and I'm a strong believer in that. I also believe that rejection is just a form of redirection. And mentally, you have to prepare yourself for your moment. It's not always going to be an easy acceptance of the blessings that you received. You have to mentally prepare your routine, your work ethic, your time, your focus, and your dedication to what you just received. Because trust me, it's going to be better than it ever was before, but you must be ready. So you may be wondering, how does this apply to self-care? Well, understanding your purpose is spiritual. Understanding that you have to apply work ethic and you just have to build towards your vision every day is a mental thing, which is also a pillar of self-care. And you must be emotionally balanced. You cannot take everything to heart. You cannot take the rejection as a form of failure. You just have to be okay with understanding that that opportunity was not meant for you, but you have to prepare yourself for the moment that opportunity is given to you. Spiritual, mental, and emotional are all pillars of self-care. And once you are grounded in your spirituality, once you are grounded mentally and emotionally, you will be able to conquer all things through this life. And especially when you are preparing and praying for what you need out of this life. You have to be determined. You have to stay encouraged. But in order to do so, you need strength in all of these areas. Spiritually, you have to be in alignment. Mentally, you have to be stable. And emotionally, you just have to be balanced in order to accept all the good that is happening for you, even when it seems like it's not. So again, I ask, are you ready for what you prayed for? I'll give you a few moments to reflect, and while you're doing so, I'm going to pay these bills by a few commercials, and I'll be right back with more Self-Care with Lee. Is it time to experience the world? Are you tired of your view and desire something new? Stop what you're doing and go book your resolution now. With Booking.com, you can choose from a wide range of properties and choose your new view today. Au revoir. Hey you, are you looking for excitement in your time of boredom? Something accessible and in arm's reach? Download Audible today and start listening to the best-selling audiobooks, exclusive originals, and free podcasts. Try Audible for free for 30 days using my link today. The link can be found in the description of this podcast. Are you ready for a cup of coffee, but you're in need of a healthier option that is vitamin infused, non-GMO, gluten, soy, and BPA free? Look no further. VitaCup has you covered with a wide range of coffee with vitamins and superfoods that will boost your metabolism, your energy, and much more. Check out VitaCup in the podcast description to get your discounted delivery today. Enjoy. Welcome back, listeners. And I hope during the break you were able to reflect on the things that you want and the things that you need out of this life. I want you to know that I know it's not easy, but I do believe that you're fully capable of doing all things that you set out to do. I also know that you're deserving of those things. If you are putting in the work and you're dedicated, you're focused, and you're committed, I just know that you're going to succeed. I know that your prayers are going to work and your blessings are in abundance. You deserve it, and I'm cheering you on. Here are 5 tips to prepare you for what you prayed for. Starting at number 1, accepting and embracing change. Growth can be uncomfortable sometimes because there may be a lot of changes in your lifestyle that is impacted by the abundance of blessings that you are about to receive. Be ready and be patient because there is so much in store for you. Number two, pray for understanding. As you are growing, healing, and receiving blessings, you are becoming a better you, and you must commit to the new you. And that does take time, and it is okay if you don't understand everything that's going on around you. But when you're in doubt or if you're confused, take a moment and pray. Number three, make space in your life for your blessings. Prepare routines that will prepare you and accommodate your lifestyle, success, and blessings. Coming in at number four, be intentional. With everything that you do, you must have intention behind it. And coming in lastly at number five, do everything with love and respect. I hope these tips help you the next time you pray for something. I hope that you're preparing yourself for your destiny and your success and reaching your highest potential. You are totally capable, and I'm here with you, cheering you on, motivating you, and encouraging you to just go and do it and get it. You got this. And until next time, here's to Self-Care with Lee. Keep it cute, sis.